episode 541, Why Do You Want to Change?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are the women of impact? Are you having an awesome 4th of July? I pray you are today here in the United States. We are celebrating the 4th of July. And you know what? Make it a fun and safe and uneventful 4th of July. No visits to the ER. That's not fun. You know, you can have a lot of fun, but let's not bring in the emergency room with it. I hope you are having a blast. And if you are joining me on this actual 4th of July, thank you for taking the time. But you know what? I want to impress upon you that you need to spend time with the family too. They're important also, as much as you are. And today is Mindful Monday. For those of you who are brand new, welcome to Create Your Now. Maybe you're just finding us, kind of calling this your new home. Thank you so much. Glad you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. You can sign up for the AIM Academy. You can sign up for the KISS newsletter. Oh, yes, that's a good one. The Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions newsletter. It comes once at most twice a week, and you can sign up for that. So please do so. It allows our communication, allows us just to kind of keep up with, I mean, I know we've got the podcast here, but we might as well add something to your inbox. And I promise not to slam you with junk. This is stuff that you can actually use. Now that we have all the domestic beauties out of the way, we've got those dust bunnies buried under the bed, just leave them there. It's okay. You're going to create more anyway because you're celebrating the 4th of July. Let's move on. Mindful Monday is all about a time to bring awareness to the reasons you do what you do, to the decisions you make, and how to create your now. As a woman seeking to become her best selfie, why do you want to change? What is it? So many people in this world today say they want to change. They want to do something different, but they either don't stick to it or some don't even try at all. What has happened with you? What has been your experience? Have you experienced things where it's success and you're like, yes, I know that was the best thing I ever did? Or maybe sometimes the reasons you want to change, well, you don't even go for them because fear of failure, maybe even fear of success. Just maybe you don't even have the courage to do it. Maybe you don't have the funds or the resources. Why do you want to change? To change a habit and make it stick? To reach a goal and see a dream come true? You must have a reason, a why you want to do it. You see, a why allows you to grasp something deeper than the surface level result. It compels you to work harder, pushing through when the tough tides roll in. It sustains you until a quiver of success can be felt within your heart and mind. Remember, it's all three, right? Mind, body, spirit. It's all of them. It buries the excuses of giving up when failure would be the easier option. Your why is the motivation to keep going until you feel the inspiration. Why do you want to change? Well, we're back to that question, aren't we? A question that can be the greatest hurdle to overcome. This hurdle could be the one thing that keeps you from your passion, your purpose, your presence. Why? I can remember in my tornado of life, and I was very specific about who I told what to at different times. And I can remember going through the process, and people would say, well, why? Why are you doing that? And then when I finally figured out what I was going to do and continued on after I had more than gotten through the tornado, praise the Lord, and now on the other side of it, seeing all rainbows, yet still having lots of other hurdles to jump through, people would say, why do you do what you do, Christiane? Why do you have a podcast? Why do you want to help women? Why do you think your story is important? Why do you want to run your own business? Why do you want to work from home? Why? Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to build a business? Why do you want to have a beautiful marriage? Maybe you're asking yourself, why do you want to be a better mom? Maybe you've been asked by others, why do you want to have more energy? Why do you want to get a new job? Why do you want to change careers? Why do you want to have a website? Why do you want to go back to school and get your degree? Why do you want to build your dream home? Why do you want to be a stay-at-home mom? Why? I feel like we can have a cartoon here about why. It's like the centripetal force. It keeps dragging you closer and closer to the center. Why? And you're sitting here going, I don't know why. Why do you keep asking me why? You have probably been stuck trying to find the right answer to convince yourself to move forward with your plan or to back away. Danger is lurking. Don't go here. You don't want to feel that centripetal force. That force of, oh my goodness, I can't escape it. It's just pulling me in. So why talk about it? Why? Why do you want to change? Why? Why do we get stuck on why? Well, that's a really good question. Why? So we got to get to the kiss. The keep it simple strategy is why? What's holding you? It's the acronym why, W-H-Y. What's holding you? For me personally, going in my tornado of life and coming out of it and beginning to figure out what God had in store for me, His passion for me, why I was feeling what I was feeling, what I was supposed to be doing in life, my purpose, my God-given talents, my gifts, things that as much as I wanted to go to school and do things, He was leading me a specific direction. And all this stuff would come up over my life, and I was beginning to put all the puzzle pieces together. Yet the why question would still come up, and it would stump me, almost strangle me. To the point that I didn't have the words. I'd sit there and go, I was speechless. And it's really hard when I get speechless because I can talk just about anything. And if nothing else, we'll just talk about, you know, blades of grass, I guess. We could do that too. But why is hard? What's holding you? When I figured out that was the key, that was the master, to the unlocking my why was what's holding you, I was like, oh, this is a gem. Now I get it. So let's break it down. Here we go. Number one, what is attracting you? What's grounding you? Okay, what's holding you is based on answering all these other littler questions. It's going to help you figure out. It's going to help you dissect your why. So you can begin to answer that question for yourself. So you don't have to feel that force field anymore because, you know, you're probably getting dizzy. I know I was. What is attracting you? What's grounding you? Number two, what pattern do you see? Where is it coming from? In my whole life, I looked after coming out of my tornado and began to put all these puzzle pieces together. I began to see a pattern, little things that would, you know, sprout up in my life. And I'm like, well, why did I see that? And oh, wait a minute. And then here during this time, I remember this and okay. And I would go back and reflect on it. And oh, wait. But then at this time, and oh my goodness, do you remember this? And I'd be like, why did I not see this? It was all in front of me. I didn't see it because I didn't take time to recognize any patterns. Yet God kept throwing up the red flags. Hello, here I am. Pay attention. This is something for you. Once again, here I am. Pay attention. Number two, what pattern do you see? Number three, what sparked or reignited this? What keeps coming back? It's beyond that pattern. Something within you. It's like, it gets me going. Oh, I didn't think about it that way. Oh, that's really cool. It's like that fascination that won't go away. And it keeps coming back. It's not something that just all of a sudden you're interested in. And then 3-4 years later, you have absolutely no interest in it. You're like, oh yeah, it was just kind of a fluke. It just happened. It was, you know, just little thing on the radar that you were interested in. But no, it's something that's much deeper than that. And it keeps coming back and it keeps coming back. It's so like ingrained within you. What sparked or reignited this? Number four, who are you gripping onto? Who is it? It could be your spouse. Could be your children. Maybe it's your mom. It could be your best friend. It could be someone that has no even direct relation to you. Maybe it's a mentor, somebody you've been following for years. Who are you gripping onto? And number five, where are you going? You see, the why, the what's holding you, is about looking at everything from the past, the present, into the future. Number five, where are you going? What have you seen maybe in a dream? Could be a recurring dream that you're having, that you've been having for years and years and years. But it's way into the future, something that you keep like, I'm not going to notice that. I'm not going to pay attention to it. It was just kind of, it was a blink on my radar, not a big deal. But something that keeps coming back, that's in the future, where are you going? All of these questions are about what's holding you, your why. Why do you want to change? You see, there is a reason that's bigger than you. It's what's holding you. That's the master key. That's what unlocks the door to the unknown that you've been trying to figure out forever. It may seem simple, but it's really not that easy. It does take time. And you may need help with figuring out your why, the what's holding you. Maybe that would be the springboard that you need to move forward so you can take that next step. I want to share with you something, and it's from a listener just like you. And she was and has been working on for years now on moving towards her passion. And she wrote me and said this: Christiane is by far the best. She saw past all I thought I was and dissected the root of what was holding me back. She went on to say that who would have thought just by randomly selecting a motivational channel for women on a podcast gets me this far on my purpose. It was nobody but God. In a matter of weeks, I have moved forward on my purpose in becoming a speaker. I have my logo, business cards, created my business introductory letter, going on to Haiti in October, currently finishing up my business website, and so much more. I am an overcomer. You see, Carla was sitting where you are right now. Why do you want to change? There was something within her, but she didn't know. She couldn't figure it out. What's holding you? At one point, she said, "That's it. I'm going to be bold. And I'm going to step out, and I'm going to go to createyournow.com and click on the Let's Connect." And better yet for you, what? There's a link right here in the show notes. Simply click on why in the show notes and it will take you directly to the Happy Habit Strategy Session. Carla took advantage of the strategy session. I want something more. I know there's something deeper with me, but I can't figure it out on my own. I can't figure out this conversation. Why do I want to change? It's something there. I know it is. Or I wouldn't be like playing with this whole idea for the past 3 years, even though it was longer before that. She's been dreaming this for a really long time, but herself was holding her back. She didn't understand the why do I want to change? It was her stumbling block. It was her hurdle. What's holding you? Are you sitting there afraid to click that link and fill it out so you can go and get what you were here and what you were created for? Don't hold back. Create your now. Be bold. Be present. Be incredible. And most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.